Newton's polarized light apparatus. Newton and Co. were an instrument maker in London who supplied a wide range of scientific apparatus, very beautifully made, usually lacquered brass, and they supplied this to schools and colleges as educational sets. They also supplied them to individual items, to universities, as particularly accurately made, and they supplied them to gentlemen who wanted a talking piece for after dinner chats, or had an amateur interest in science. This is their polarized light apparatus kit. It comes in a nice wooden box. Polarized light, the fact that light could be polarized, had been known since the early 19th century. If you look at light that is reflected off an electrical insulator like glass, then if you look at light through your Polaroid sunspecs, you will find that as you rotate the sunspecs, what you see reflected in the glass changes. They didn't, of course, have Polaroid. That was an invention of Edwin Land in the 1930s. What they did have was crystals of tourmaline, calcite, and so on, which it carried out the same job. They had different refractive indices for different planes of polarization. So if the light was vibrating vertically, it would go through the crystal differently from if it was vibrating in the horizontal plane. Using the polarization of light enabled geologists and other scientists to learn an awful lot about crystal structure, and this is made use of in this kit for showing some of the more light-hearted aspects of polarization. The typical of these light-hearted sets, if you shine polarized light through thin slices of many crystals, including tourmaline and calcite, then they change color when you rotate the plane of polarization. And in this case, there is a collection of crystals stuck on a slide such that bits of crystal cut out as the petals of the flower appear red, but bits cut out as the leaves and the stem appear green. But if you don't have polarized light, it just appears as a transparent image of a flower on the slide. So that's light-hearted. And though many such devices appeared for magic lantern shows and the like, it also makes use of the polarization by reflection, which was sorted out by David Brewster in the 1850s, because one of the ways of polarizing the light is to reflect the light off a piece of glass and then look at it through a tourmaline crystal.